Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
This Christmas, make a very special season. This Christmas, make a wish and watch it come true. This Christmas, let Republic ease your way. This Christmas, get rid of the gray and get a new point of view.
Make your Christmas happen. Get a quick, easy, and so affordable Republic Bank loan with competitive rates, bundled packages, and a super fast turnaround.
This Christmas, share it with those you love. This Christmas, let Republic Bank make it happen for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, ticket today can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Shelley and Ignatius made plans for partying Old Year's Night, but she decided she would go to church first. Unique, Kevin, Divine, and Ryan also planned to party that night. Coretta, Patsy, and Shelley bumped into each other at a boutique, and insults were hurled freely. Coretta told Shelley that Ignatius was having an affair with a former employee. She went home and confronted Ignatius, who denied it. Right now, Ignatius is visiting Coretta.
Ignatius, what are you doing here?
Happy New Year, Coretta.
Yeah, same to you.
We need to talk.
I have nothing to say to you.
Your house got a great upgrade.
You can't stay one way all your life.
Simon's money did well. Sold your soul for a few pennies.
You ever offer me anything? I had to work for every cent you pay me.
Whatever. That's not why I am here.
Well, what?
You told my wife that I was having an affair with that girl that used to work with me.
Look, I didn't mean anything I say. I know it's the girl mother you're there with, not she.
Coretta, you...
I don't know what you want me to lie.
How about you don't have anything to say about my personal life?
How about you just get out my house?
You forget who I am? Don't forget who I am, Coretta. All this stuff you got in this house, I can make you lose in a minute.
Look, Ignatius, I don't have time for this nonsense. I say get out my house.
Stay out my business.
Shelly gonna eventually learn the truth. You gonna never done. Why you don't be honest and tell she that you want a mistress or several?
You wish you could still be, eh?
Me? Hi, God. Thanks.
You've been warned.
Ignatius, don't ever come back here.
Alexis?
Hi, Mommy.
Oh my God. Alexis, I'm so happy to see you, babes.
All right, don't squeeze me so hard.
Come sit down.
You alone home?
Yes, Denzel gone to the clinic with Auntie Myrtle.
She okay?
Yes, she just gone for a regular checkup.
Okay.
So, When you come back from Suriname?
This morning.
Oh, okay.
We had a good time over there. Simon was there for 3 days, but then me and Malachi stayed on.
Okay.
Malachi is going back to the States tomorrow.
I see.
Yeah.
Alexis, y'all get married for truth?
Yes, just to get the papers.
Alexis.
Mommy, don't cry.
I just always want to be there when you got married.
Malachi wants to come back in August for us to do a proper wedding.
Oh.
Look, Mommy, I'm very...
I am sorry. I'm just having a hard time processing all of this, Alexis.
Mommy, I'm going to be okay. Malachi is a good guy. Suriname was basically our first honeymoon and he treated me like a queen.
I see.
And he wants to come and see you this afternoon so you guys can talk.
Really? What he should have done first, he doing last.
But Mommy, you wouldn't give him a chance.
Because you're my only daughter. You're still my baby. I must be cautious when a grown man come and want to marry you.
Well, it's done. I told Malachi I needed to come and talk to you first.
Okay.
I just wanted to come and first of all apologize to you, Mommy. I know I said some real hurtful things, but that's just because I was angry.
You really hurt me, Alexis.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you or Denzel ever hurt me so much.
Sorry. I promise not to ever disrespect you like that again. No matter what we're going through.
And I'm happy to hear that.
I couldn't sleep the night thinking about what I had said. I just want all of us to get along.
I hear you, babes. So, what Malachi want to come and talk to me about?
About the future and planning our wedding.
Okay.
So, is it okay if he comes here this afternoon?
Sure.
Okay, thanks, Mommy.
I just hope it doesn't end in a disaster.
Look at me crosses. First the husband this morning and now the wife this afternoon. Why y'all don't leave me alone?
Ignatius was here this morning.
Shelly, what you want?
Why me husband being here?
You know what? Me ain't got time for this.
Coretta, what going on with you and my husband?
The year just start and me ain't got time for this.
Look, just tell me why Ignatius been here.
He owe me some money since last year, so he come to drop it. I don't want you, husband. So you don't need to worry about me.
I ain't worried about you. I just come to tell you what a wicked and spiteful woman you are for saying that Ignatius there with the girl that used to walk with
him. Okay, I said it to get you worked up. You done?
What kind of person are you, Coretta? You just find pleasure in doing these things to people?
Shelly, if that's all, leave.
You need to change. It's a new year. You got a little money now, and you need to change your attitude too.
And your husband need to change his ways.
I know it's what you still wanting.
Why you don't go home and ask you who Marva is, Steve? And don't come back here.
Marva?
Get out my house, Shelly.
Oh, 100.1 Vibes FM. Every day.
Good afternoon, Miss Catalina.
Good afternoon. Let's sit right here.
Babes, you okay?
So Alexis says you want to talk to me?
Yes. I thought that I should before I leave. You being the mother of my wife and all.
What you have to say?
First of all, I want to apologize for the way everything turned out. Alexis and I were just motivated by the fact that we love each other and wanted to be together.
Okay. But even before you get to that, you think it was okay for you to come into my house and have sex with my daughter?
Mommy, really? We're going back to that again?
Maybe it wasn't appropriate. But again, everything that happened between me and Alexis was motivated by our love for each other.
I don't care. It's a certain level of respect you should have had. Certain things you just don't do.
All right, Mommy. That is water under the bridge now. Malachi and I are married now.
We sure are.
And then this? You marry her behind my back.
I promise to take care of her. She's going to finish school and go to whatever university she chooses in the U.S. She's going to have everything that she needs.
And you sure this marriage will last?
Mommy,
I have to ask these questions, Alexis.
Trust me, this is my last marriage.
And you sure you don't have another wife hiding in the U.S. or children?
No, ma'am.
Time will tell.
Mommy, you don't have to accept us, but at least let it be that we can be cordial with each other. It's already done. Malachi is my husband.
Imagine my baby daughter got a husband, eh? Imagine.
I did the honorable thing and married Alexis. I know you guys have an issue with the age difference, but it's not that big of a difference anyway. It doesn't matter.
Malachi, let me tell you something. This is me one girl's child.
Mommy, you don't have to raise your voice.
I'm talking to your husband. This is me one girl child, Malachi. And anything you do to hurt her, it gonna be me and you.
Is that a threat?
I don't make threats. I just act. And this is a promise.
Okay then. Alexis, let's go.
Alexis, wait.
Thank you for talking with us.
Alexis, we gonna live in Malachi going back? Not with Simon.
No. I will have my own place.
Yes. I signed the lease this morning.
Right here in Morondai?
The next village. I will send you the address.
Alexis, so you're going to live alone?
One of my cousins and his girl will be staying with her. It's a 3-bedroom house.
Oh.
We have to go.
Alexis, please call me tonight.
I will.
Please, don't forget.
I won't. Bye, Mommy.
Bye.
Alexis. Oh, Alexis. Ignatius, who's Marvel?
Who is who?
So you don't know no Marvel?
None that are any significance to me.
You sure?
Shelley, what is this about?
Why you been back correct this morning?
I did.
I was there not too long ago, and she said you been there.
I wanted to talk to her about some work.
What?
A friend of mine is looking for a housekeeper, so I went to find out if she was interested.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
Look, I need to get in some exercise. Gotta be in the yard.
She say you went to drop money. Now he say you went to offer her a job. I gotta find out good is what's going on. Ignatius, I am no fool.
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondoy.
The Ministry of Communities is responsible for housing, water, regional development, and local government. With holiday greetings, here is the Minister of Communities, the Honorable Ronald Bulkan.
As strong families build robust communities that develop into resilient nations, so does Christmas bring the closeness of friends, the comfort of home, and the unity of our nation. May the true meaning of the season fill you, your family, and community with joy, love and peace as we celebrate together. Christmas is also a time for looking forward to the new year with confidence, courage, and hope for a brighter future. This year, the ministry has been able to deliver yet another local government elections, allowing for the establishment of 9 new local authority areas. These include 8 neighborhood democratic councils, and our newest municipality, Madia. This extension allows for each hinterland region to be home to our capital town, with now 91% of our population covered under the local governance structure. This new development will ensure that citizens are able to access public services from within their regions. The Ministry of Communities will continue to provide affordable housing, water and sanitation services, and support our local democratic organs, particularly the new NDCs, as they seek to improve conditions within your communities. The ministry in 2019 will focus on consolidating the gains to improve community awareness of the local government system and to promote greater participation. The new year promises to be an exciting year as we work together for a brighter life for us all. Do enjoy the holidays and amazing Happy New Year.
A Christmas message from the Honorable Ronald Bulkan, Minister of Communities with responsibility for housing, water, regional development and local government. Christmas time. Morondoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.